Hey guys, what's going on? You're listening to episode 10 of the Warp Zone podcast. It's June 9th, 2010. I'm your host, Matt Calamia. With me, as always, Tom Price.
What's going on? I got a haircut for this podcast.
I like it. Bobby Holt
is also I didn't even know we were at 10. That seems like there should be a celebration.
Oh, that's crazy. I can't believe it. And we have a special first-timer here, our good friend Joe Rico, who posted that awesome article on the iPad a couple, was that last week, I guess,
last week, yes.
Around that time, who has also now, were you able to install the new operating system for the iPhone?
I have installed it, and it is quite fantastic.
That's pretty awesome. I'm jealous.
Yes. It's cool.
But, so this is going to be our very E3 heavy show. We're not going to do any news or new releases and stuff like that. We're just going to talk about some games that we've been playing and then get into E3 because it is by far the best time of year for to be really into video games. I guess, well, that or like the holiday season, but E3 is free.
This is like the Easter to the holidays, Christmas.
Exactly. There you go. I like it. That's a good one. So we'll just get right into it really quick just to get this stuff out of the way, because I'm sure we've all just been playing the same stuff as we have been the last couple weeks. But we'll start, Joe, since you're the first, it's your first time in the warp zone, we'll send it to you first.
Oh, okay. Awesome. Well, I have been playing Splinter Cell Conviction still, because I play games very slowly. And I've had that game for about, I don't know, 3 weeks now.
How do you like it?
I love it. I enjoy it immensely whenever I do play it.
Me and Tom played that. I think, mm-hmm. Tom, yeah, you reviewed it for us.
Yeah, that game was awesome.
Yeah, it was. It is. It was actually really, really fun.
It was good. I liked it. I'm also pretty deep into Mario Galaxy 2 at this point, I guess. I've got like 72 stars and really enjoying myself.
See, Tom lost semi-interest in that.
Yeah, I don't know.
Have you yet, or...?
What's that?
Are you still enjoying it, and is it keeping your interest? Cause
yeah, I'm enjoying it. I don't know if I'm going to go full out and get, like, all... I don't know. How many stars are in that game altogether?
Was it, like, 120 or 130?
Yeah, I heard that once you get them all, there is a new mode called, like, Green Star Mode, where you run through all the galaxies again and you collect green stars. So I kind of want to get to that, but I don't know if I have the heart.
That's a long game, then.
That is... There's my house phone. Uh-huh. I just hung up on somebody randomly. Probably just that with me.
That's all right.
And I've also been playing on my iPhone and iPad. There's a game called Wii Rule that is absolutely free. It is kind of like Farmville, but 1,000 times better.
Really?
I've heard a lot of good things about Wii Rule.
Not only do you harvest crops, but you build cottages and schoolyards, and you get to collect taxes and... So rent from people.
It's more of like a sim than just. Well, I mean, I guess Farmville is technically a sim, but
it's much more than a farm
and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's much more than a farm. I have a schoolyard. I have little kids running around. I'm smacking them around a little bit. And
can you not make bathrooms? Because that would be hilarious.
You can not make. No, there are no. I guess bathrooms are just assumed to be inside of the buildings that you create. So I'm not sure if I have any bathrooms on my. Currently, I have a fortress, is what I have. You have, like, one big, giant building in the center. It's like a kingdom. I guess you want to go all the way up to a kingdom. But right now, I currently have a fortress, and it's pretty exciting. I let my beans die last night. I was very upset. I was cursing on my way home.
And that was for the iPhone, you said?
That's for iPhone and iPad, and it works on, like, a server, so you can actually have the same account, you know, whether it's on your iPhone or on your iPad. It's taken over my life. It's pretty sad.
Are you playing on the iPad?
Yes, I play on the iPad. I play more often on the iPad, but on the go, if I have to harvest my crops, you know, iPhone's the way to go.
So have you? You're the only person I know who owns an iPad. Have you felt that, at least game wise, are you using your iPhone less for games and using the iPad more, or is it balanced out? Or
I never really use my iPhone that much for games. To be honest, it's probably the thing that I use it for the least. If I'm using correct grammar, I guess. I mean, I use it more for, like, all, like, obviously everything a phone does, text messaging and phone calls, but the internet when I'm on the go and, like, social networking and stuff like that. I mean, I have a few games on there, but they're really kind of like, I guess, you know, games you pick up and play for, like, five minutes or so, but games that I just kind of get tired of. Like, I have iDracula on there, which is a cool game, don't get me wrong, but I get tired of it real quick. Flight Control, same thing. Cube Runner, same deal. So I don't really play games on my iPhone that much. Yeah, iPad games are a little bit more in-depth, so I spend some more time with them. Like Geometry Wars on my iPad, I play that constantly.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah. I can see Geometry Wars being pretty awesome on a bigger screen.
It's definitely slower than like on the Xbox 360. Like the whole game is a little bit slower, but it's still awesome.
Yeah. I actually played around. I went to Best Buy. Not your Best Buy. I went to another Best Buy by my house. And I actually got to play with the iPad for the first time. It's pretty awesome looking. I mean, I don't know if I would buy one just because I can't afford it. And the Wi-Fi, I think I'd want more of like a data plan.
Right.
Which I can't afford right now. But it's a really nice looking machine.
It's really
cool. I went to the mall the other day just to go to the Apple store and try an iPad, and I'd like them a lot. I want one too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you use it more just for gaming or for?
And then probably like reading. I'll probably download like the Kindle app on it and buy some books.
Yeah.
I'm doing that currently. Or reading Charlie St. Cloud.
How do you like reading on the iPad since it has a backlit screen? Does it hurt your eyes after a while?
I honestly really, really like it. It hasn't bothered my eyes at all. And I'm a person where if I look at my computer screen too long, like it really starts to bug me out and I have to just kind of take a step back and just kind of sit down for a while away from it. But I've read... Now, let me check my iBooks bookshelf. Let me see.
Because I have a Kindle, so I'm not exactly the target market for the iPad. Right. I have a Kindle and a tablet, so it's kind of like I have both, but...
I like it. I turn the brightness down, you know, when I'm reading in the dark, I turn it down, and it really does look... I mean, you still have the backlight, so it obviously it's like reading from a screen, but the resolution is so high that it's almost like looking at a printed page, and it hasn't bothered me at all, and just like the feel of holding it in your hands and being able to just kind of swipe through the book is a really cool feeling. I like it a lot.
Have you, like, tried to use it outside yet, though? Is it kind of like a nightmare? Because that was the same problem I had with my PSP. Like, I would try to play it outside and just, like, was impossible.
Yeah, haven't even tried. I know it's going to be impossible. Because even if I'm by a window or something and the light hits it a certain way, I can't see it. So, yeah, that is a drawback, without a doubt.
The PSP was brutal trying to play outside. Like, it is really hard. Like, any
sunlight. You could have just ended that with the PSP is brutal.
Yeah.
Really, in the sentence.
Well, actually, Peace Walker came out, yesterday? I heard that is, like, that's, like, another reason now to own a PSP.
So now there's
two reasons, I guess, to own a PSP. Joe, you were talking about downloading Mod Nation Racers for the PSP. Did you ever get around to doing that, or?
I did download it. I actually played it a lot on my, I just got back from Canada, so I played it a lot on that trip.
How is it?
I like it. I mean, I'm not. I've never been like a huge racer fan, where like I, customize like everything about my character, like my car. I'm not really that into it. I'm just kind of more of a fan of like Mario Kart style racing, which that's definitely what you're playing. But it's kind of got like real racer elements built into it. It's definitely like the whole time I was playing it, like the first I'd say hour and a half I was playing it, like on my way up, I was like, you know, I really wish this was Mario Kart. I really wish this was Mario Kart right now. And it just wasn't. But after, like, I kind of got through the fact that it wasn't Mario Kart and I saw, like, some of the things that the game did right, I like the game. I wouldn't give it, like, I wouldn't go nuts about it like a lot of other people are doing. It's you know, PSP's answer for Mario Kart.
Yeah.
So.
I wonder I'd like to see the difference between the PSP and the PS3, aside from just, you know, visually. I wonder what if there's any added stuff or taking, you know, like reduced stuff.
Does the PSP version have any of like the you can create or download other people's things?
They start you off with, I don't know, I haven't really checked like the online aspect of it, to be honest with you, but I mean they start you off with a bunch of pre-made, I guess, characters, and then you can go on, and as you go on you unlock new features that you can, I'd imagine that you could probably go online and download other people's characters. That would be pretty cool. I can't confirm or deny that, though. I don't really know.
That was like half of what made me love the PS3 version so much.
Yeah, it's kind of like endless DLC in a sense. That's what I loved about Little Big Planet.
Mm-hmm.
And but what I was just gonna actually ask is, there's still like the track editor and stuff like that on the PSP version?
I believe so. Yes, and then you still have all like the thing like sort of customizing your car and your character and all that kind of stuff. And they have, like, little cutscenes built in. So, like, when you're in the career mode, like, you see, like, the Italian guy, and he's like, a complete douchebag. and you know, it makes you want to like beat him in a race, you know. So
yeah, that was that's one of the things I know that Tom really liked and I liked about the PS3 version. We both played the PS3. I haven't played the PSP one, but yeah, I like the little cutscenes and stuff like that with the announcers and whatnot.
So yeah, that, that's just, all, just a little slapstick.
Yeah, that's all still there on the PSP version.
That is all still there, and they're actually pretty entertaining. I did not like fast forward through any of them. I just kind of sat there and watched them and was entertained.
I got you.
Were the load times?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Load times were not that bad. I mean, they're definitely there, and I would be lying to you if there weren't like one or two times where I was like, okay, when are we getting to the game? But it's not like brutal. I heard the PS3 is brutal. That's what you were talking about, right?
Yeah, it's bad.
They're not unbearable. They're okay.
But they're right. They're noticeable, but they're not too bad.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Yeah. Is that it? You've been playing, or
that's pretty much it. I guess I can't think of anything else really right now.
Cool, Bobby.
I've been playing the same stuff, but I finally beat Red Dead Redemption.
How long did it end up taking you?
I powered through it in 30 something hours. Was the last time I checked.
Wow.
I powered through it. I did not stop to help anyone.
Yeah.
They were like, oh, I'm dying. I'd say, fuck you. I got shit to do.
That's crazy that you were just running from basically start to finish, and it still took you 30 hours.
Yeah, right? Seriously? Yeah. That's a long game.
I kept losing my horse.
Yeah.
I'd call him, and he couldn't find me for whatever retarded reason. I could see my horse, but he couldn't find me.
Well, I didn't even know you can do that, so.
Someone at work told me how that game ended. I'm very angry.
It's a shocker.
Heavy rain got blown for me.
Yeah, I got ruined too.
That fucking sucked. Yeah, that was just like, you know, like a mystery game that you don't want it to be blown. But
that's like, yeah, it's like one of the games. Like in Halo, you're like, oh yeah, whatever. He's gonna destroy whatever.
Yeah.
This is like, oh, interesting. I had no idea that he was the killer.
Yeah, that definitely sucked. But I know at first you weren't really really feeling it. Did your opinion change over the 30 hours that you played it, or?
I kind of just wanted to justify my purchase.
Yeah.
So I felt like I would have played for 5 minutes and said, nah.
Yeah. That game at first was really slow. Like, I was talking to some friends, and they were like, oh, how is it? I was like, one of them actually went and, like, rented it or whatever. He's like, oh, you know, this game, you know, isn't that fun. And I said, how long have you been playing for? He's like, oh, about 45 minutes. I'm like, just give it some time because it really does pick up.
It really, like, towards the middle of the game, I felt like they were trying to tell too many stories, and they were trying to flesh out. There'd be like 400 stories they're trying to tell. Instead of just telling one story well, they kind of tried to. It worked, but you didn't really feel as though you knew everything of what was going on. Yeah. They kind of rushed other parts to tell some stories that I didn't really care about.
I feel like that happens also in the GTA series, because they're introducing so many characters that it's like.
That's what happened with this one. It's a GTA game in the West. It's a good game. I like it because you could shoot horses, and that's what I do online. It's funny because they'll try to be doing missions and then I'll just shoot their horse and they have to start back or try and call a new horse and I'd shoot that horse. It'd be an endless cycle until they left my server.
And you've still been playing the multiplayer?
Yeah, I usually only play if I got. I don't play by myself because it's not that much fun.
Yeah.
But if you have about four or five guys playing with you, it's a lot of fun.
That's cool.
Because you can just pretty much, you can like raid hideouts like you could in single player, but with three other guys, so it's a little more fun.
Yeah, that's cool. I have to get back into that. The main game that I've been playing kind of took me off course, but I'll get to that when it's my turn. But did you buy the, switching gears a little bit, did you buy the map pack for
Modern
Warfare?
Yes, I did.
How do you feel about the new maps?
I feel as though it was not worth my purchase, as the first one wasn't. Really? I like them. I'm still playing Call of Duty, but there's five maps, three new ones, two old ones. Vacant and Strike are back from Call of Duty 4. They're the same thing. They're just new, updated because of the new engine. The other one's Carnival, Fuel, and Trailer Park. Trailer Park sounds exactly as it is. It's just a bunch of trailers and people hiding them and stuff. There's always that joke, oh, I can see your house from here. It's the same joke every time. Fuel is, remember Pipeline from Call of Duty 4?
Yeah.
It's the same. Mm-hmm. It's not the same map, but it's pretty similar. You get the same feel, two big buildings on either side, and like uphill part. It's gigantic. It's bigger than Overgrown. Really? So it's pretty gigantic. But
you don't think it was. The price was justified. How much was it? $15, right?
Yeah, 1,200 points. Oh, again, yeah.
Yeah.
But it's like,
Well, for someone like you, I guess, who does play it as avidly as you do, I guess, you know,
It'll be worth it.
Yeah, exactly. But
it's what I actually like is a carnival. It's like just in a carnival. So like in like call outs and the other ones would be like, oh, it's by that big brown thing, or there's not really too many call outs. It's like that guy's in the fun house, that guy's on the big rocket ship, that guy's on the roller coaster, that guy's in the fortress. It's just like there's big points that you could tell where people are. There's also like a clown that kind of just, it's like a sign, but you can stand behind it and no one can see you. It's just weird. It just, you can shoot from behind it. It's a clown. It's kind of creepy.
And that's a that's an Xbox exclusive, right, for now?
For now, yeah. PS3 got screwed. They just got the first map pack like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, that's why, like I said to you the other day, I don't know if it was on air or on AIM or whatever, the Call of Duty series has become more of like an Xbox game than PlayStation. I don't know if you guys would agree, but that's how I feel, at least.
They're quicker to update it.
Yeah. Because they always have like the exclusivity.
Yeah, Microsoft's got big, deep pockets, so. Yeah.
Well, Sony does too. That's why I don't get, like, I don't see why Sony doesn't compete with them. You know, it's not like Sony is Sega with the Dreamcast. Yeah. I'm surprised they don't put up more of a fight for that stuff.
It's like how Microsoft is trying to take GTA.
Yeah, for sure.
And take it in. Because it used to be only on. So it would be a PlayStation game.
Well, three, like, they released first, and yeah, then, like, they got ports. Yeah, they got ports years after.
And now it's all exclusive content to
Microsoft.
Yeah, so it's just, like, a matter of time before everyone just connotates Rockstar with that. Because I don't really know anyone that was playing Red Dead on the PS3.
I am.
Well, I know one.
Oh, yeah.
But it's like, did you play on it because that's the only copy you could find, or you wanted to play on the PS3?
You know what, I for me, what my strategy usually is with PlayStation, I'll get the exclusives on PlayStation, and actually this one I actually went to rent, and they didn't have any more 360, so I just picked up a PlayStation 3.
It wasn't out of choice.
Yeah, that's true. I didn't think of that.
Because I like to play all the multi-platform games on my 360, just because it's easier for like party chat to just hang out and chat, and I just like. I don't want to say that I'm an achievement whore, but I enjoy when the little box pops up that I get fake points.
I'm much more of an achievement guy than I am a trophy guy.
Yeah, I don't even know what trophies I have.
I'm not into trophies at all.
Yeah.
I'm just like counting my PlayStation games, and like all but two are just exclusives. I have Batman on the PS3 because they had the Joker. The Joker thing.
The one thing they paid for.
Yeah, and then I have Cure, the racing game. Everything else is just exclusives, and I have about 16 games.
I have 4 PlayStation 3 games, 3 of which are open. One is still not open, which is Ratchet & Clank. Still haven't opened it. Christmas. God of War, Heavy Rain, and Infamous.
Yeah.
My only non-exclusive one is just Dead Space, and I only got it on that because my 360 was dead at the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Obviously, you can tell which one's winning the consoles.
You just broke up there.
Did I?
Yeah. What'd you say?
It was just, I have the PS3, I have a 360, I have a Wii. I rarely play my PS3.
Really?
The last time I turned it on was to mess around in PlayStation Home.
Yeah, the last couple, actually no, and I just said I only have 2 non-exclusives, I also have Red Dead. So I have three out of my 18 games are multi-plat, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been playing my 360 a lot more lately. I don't know why, because I was playing Alan Wake, and I've been really into NHL 10 too. But usually before then, I was really into my PlayStation. But exclusive wise, at least this has definitely been a bigger year for PlayStation than it has been for Xbox, at least so far. You know.
Yeah. But, I'm trying to think of what exclusive wise for the 360 I've been playing. Can't really think of anything that came out.
Yeah, I just have Alan Wake.
Yeah.
That was it.
Alan Wake, Mass Effect, and Splinter Cell. I think that was it.
And Splinter Cell I played about, a month ago, 2 months ago.
I'm not a Mass Effect guy, so.
Yeah, me neither.
That's Tom's alley.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But have you been playing anything else?
No, I'm done.
Yeah.
I can tell you what I haven't been playing, and that's Steam.
I'm planning on writing something up for the site. I'm just so disappointed by Steam.
Actually, I'm going to open it right now and see what the new came out.
Like, I check when if anything comes new comes out, but nothing ever does.
So I still have Portal for free, which I played 5 minutes of. Yeah. It's like, oh, this is Portal. That's exactly how I remember it.
That's what I did, too. And I also downloaded Half-Life 2, and I never actually played it.
I forgot to download Braid.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So maybe I'll be playing Braid soon.
Yeah, you should. I still haven't gone back to it. What was I going to say? All right, so, Tom?
Nothing really new. Got a... Play a little Mass Effect, actually. Two guys brought it up. I just played it for like half an hour. I got past the mission I was on, then turned it off and went to work.
The first one?
No, the second one. Okay. Second one.
Did you beat it, or like, are you starting?
No, yeah, I had a... When I first beat it, I started the second playthrough like right away and kind of did like the first quarter and then stopped. So, I don't know. I had like a half hour to kill before I had to leave for work, so I just played a little bit.
Yeah.
Still good. Still fun. Other than that, nothing really new. I've beat Alpha Protocol.
Oh, yeah, how was it? Did it... I mean, you wrote the review, and I saw what you gave it.
Yeah.
So...
I liked Alpha Protocol, despite Alpha Protocol doing everything in its power to make me hate it. It was not very fun towards the end. I was just like, let me just beat this so I can write the review and be done with it.
Yeah, yeah. That sucks. That game had promise.
Yeah.
You know, like, it sticks that happened.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I really want them to make a sequel, because I really think that game can be really cool, but just this one, I mean, maybe rent it if you want to give it a shot, but I don't buy it.
Who made the game?
Obsidian.
It was Obsidian.
And they screwed it up?
Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah,
Obsidian's usually pretty good.
Yeah, I know, what's it called? Game Trailers gave it like a 3 or a 4. In terms of gameplay, and that's really bad. But, you know,
it's like you could either play it as a terrible shooter where you won't be able to hit anything, like even when you level up, your pistol skill, it's not like, oh, I shoot more accurately. It's, oh, I can hold my gun over the guy for a little bit longer, and I'll get a more accurate and powerful shot. But like, the people that you're fighting don't follow the same rules. They'll shoot you as much as they want, pretty accurately. Or you could play it as Metal Gear Solid 1, like, you know, a 15-year-old antiquated stealth game.
Someone's dog is barking.
That's my dog. That's my dog. It's annoying. My brother just got home from school, so he's beckoning him.
That's awesome. have you been playing anything else other than Alpha, or...
That's really it. I played a little bit more Red Dead, but we talked about that already.
Yeah. How's your have you been playing any more what's it called, Dragon Age?
A little tiny bit.
Yeah.
Did you beat it yet?
Yeah. Not yet. I'm like a third of the way through.
It's like an ongoing saga.
Yeah.
I know. I wasn't sure. I was like, oh, should I bring it up again this week or not?
and how are you doing not playing World of Warcraft?
Perfect. Haven't thought about it since.
Nice. Wow. Nice. You just went cold turkey. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, it's funny. As soon as I hit that cancel subscription button, I felt like there was more light in my life. I don't know what it was.
The weight of the world was lifted off your shoulders.
Yeah, I still hung out with friends and everything. I wasn't like one of those shut-ins who just played WoW all the time. I still went out, but like, as soon as I was done paying that $15 a month, it was just like, oh, I'm gonna go outside and play wiffle ball today. I don't know.
Today's the first day of the rest of my life.
Yeah, exactly.
That's awesome.
At least it frees up some money, which is nice.
Yeah,
that's true.
An extra $15 a month, that's good. For me, just to close this segment out, I finished Alan Wake, and I really, really liked it a lot. And I didn't think I was going to, just because it was creepy and stuff like that. I'm not really into that stuff, but... It was good. I was close to just like stopping because I kind of just lost interest because it gets really tedious after a while because there's no
that last like drive to the end could be a little bit shorter.
Yeah,
and I would have minded.
Yeah, and it was just like I died a few times because like that game is weird because you'll be going through like a patch of time or whatever, a little period of time, and you'll just be shooting like one guy at a time, or whatever. But then you'll also sometimes just get swarmed, and it's just like because that game is hard to really like. It's so dark, and before you get, like, the darkness off your enemies, they're hard to see. So it's hard to... You can get disoriented and stuff and, like, not really know where, like, you know, the hits are coming from.
But, yeah, totally. And they trick you, too, because every time you start a fight, it'll show you where they're coming from, and then you'll point and start shooting at those guys. But then another guy will, like, sneak up behind you, and exactly. You'll just take, like, one hit for no reason.
Yeah, exactly. it was definitely good. I think that there wasn't enough like variety of enemy and stuff like that, which kind of I think that's what kind of made it boring, and it just felt like I at least I did most of the game. I felt like I wasn't really making progress in the forest itself. Like everything looked the same. Excuse me. And obviously, you know, forest looks,
I could see
know,
that.
You know what I mean? It was just like I felt like I was going through the same thing over and over and over again. But it was cool. Did you try and collect everything, like the thermoses and manuscript pages?
Definitely not.
Yeah.
The manuscript pages, I you know, a lot of them were along the path, and if I did see something that looked like, oh, there might be a manuscript page over there, I did go try to look for it, just because they were pretty cool.
Yeah.
I wasn't just like, oh, well, let me search this whole level before I finish it to find out everything.
Did you read all the manuscript pages?
Yeah, definitely. That was one of my favorite parts of that game.
Yeah. I read some of them, and like, sometimes it just, like, you know, like, if it was in, like, the heat of, like a moment where, like, I was, like, picking up something but also getting attacked, I, like, skipped it and, like... But I'll probably... can you go back, I wonder, and read all of them? I don't even know if I collected all of them.
I'd much rather read the book than play the game.
His book?
No, like, if like they had made the game...
And book. That
I know the collector's edition came with a book.
Yeah, it came with a book.
Not sure what book it was or anything.
Yeah, I think it was just, like, a collection of manuscripts.
Yeah.
It wasn't, like, a overview of the game book. That I think, because that would be interesting to read.
Yeah.
Because I didn't really play it at all.
Well, the game kind of turned me on to, like, reading that style of novel. So I actually went to the library the other day and took out a Stephen King book.
nice.
So I'll see how that goes. But, yeah, it was fun.
Libraries. Go to the library.
I'm still a hard copy guy when it comes to that. There's definitely something that if you have nothing to play, like we're getting into this stretch now of nothing coming out for the next couple months, Alan Wake is definitely a game, you know, to check out because, you know, it felt like it was like a mix between just like a straight shooter and like a Silent Hill. Like, you know, like it wasn't, there was a lot more combat than a Silent Hill game in this or whatever. It was a blast. I'm actually really glad I checked it out because that was a game that was not on my radar. Like I was just like, oh, it's a survival horror game. I'm not gonna like it. Blah blah blah. And it actually turned out to be pretty awesome. And that last level, without spoiling anything, just got like it was just never ending. It was just like a really long. Chapter 3 I think was the longest, like you said. But the last one.
Chapter 3 is the one I was playing. I was like, just end by now. Like, I want the next chapter.
Yeah, this last chapter was just like a marathon of just like, you know, do this and do that. It was just, but it was still fun. But the game that now I've been playing like crazy is Blur, the racing game.
Yeah, it's a good game.
Oh man, it is awesome. Yeah, I played the multiplayer demo a few times, but that really didn't do it justice. It's so cool because it mixes like. You know, it's a car racer that, you know, obviously, if you guys seen the commercials, it takes stabs at Mario Kart and stuff like that. But the online, like, I've just been playing online. I haven't even touched a single player. And it's basically like Call of Duty meets racing. You gain XP points for doing stuff in the races, and it pops up just like as if you were playing... if you were playing Call of Duty, like if you hit somebody with a mine, you'll get like 5 XP points, and just all this different stuff, and then you can take that back, and it levels you up, and then you can buy, you know, you unlock new cars, and then you can choose like loadouts or like, you know, and perks and stuff like that. So like if you want to be more of an offensive driver, the different perks for that. If you want to be more defensive or balanced, you can pick all this stuff. The more you play, the more, you know, perks you unlock. So it really, you know, that's what I think that really hooked everybody onto Call of Duty is just that level, like, you know, the leveling up and stuff like that. And it's freaking addictive because it's cool. I mean, the highest I finished, just because I'm just getting into it now, so I've been playing against guys who are level, you know, 30, 40, 50, whatever. Mm-hmm. I'm currently a 5.
Moving on up.
Yeah. But, like, whenever you play, you make some progress, which is cool. Like, you know, I've been finishing... you know, 4, 6, 7th, 8th, you know, whatever, out of 10. But you still make progress, which makes you really want to just keep playing and playing the game. It's cool because there's all real cars in the game. It's not like a kart racer that doesn't have real cars, which was a huge drawback for me with Split Second. There's no real cars in Split Second. But having this and playing that like that style of car racer is awesome. I don't know if you guys, I know Bob, you were thinking about getting it. I definitely recommend getting it.
Yeah, I really like the multiplayer demo.
Yeah, we played it. We played it once, right? Once or twice, right? Together, yeah.
You didn't have a microphone, so
yeah, I gotta get on that for sure. Mine's just like busted. It's weird, but definitely awesome. Other than that, I've been playing, like I said, NHL 10, just because I've been in the mood for it. And I also downloaded Wolfenstein 3D, the old DOS game. I've been playing that, and also Doom, the original Doom I've been playing. But other
than like you have too much time on your hands.
Yeah, you know what?
You got a lot of time. That's a lot of time.
I'm suspended from work right now, so there's really nothing on the horizon for me until next week.
You can get suspended from work?
Yeah, everybody's been saying that.
That's the question I asked.
Yeah, it sucks. No.
Best Buy can suspend me for the next 3 months. It's okay with me.
I'd be A-okay.
Yeah, like, at first I was like, oh, it's awesome, but now I have no money coming in. And I actually was planning this week on getting a Wii just to play Super Mario Galaxy, but now it's like I don't know if I have a job anymore because like I've gotten written up a few times at work, and once you hit like X number of write-ups, you get fired. So I'm like, I don't know if I should do that now. I may be looking for work.
Did you spit in somebody's food?
No. What happened was that we have these secret shoppers. These customers come in. I work at a restaurant, for people who don't know. And basically, they come in and they just want to make sure you're trying to sell stuff. So at my job, you're supposed to try and sell drinks, appetizers, alcohol, you know,
really?
and desserts and stuff like that.
You have to sell food to people?
Yeah, like, you know, just like they call it like upselling. So like, you know, I'm sure like every job has it. Like,
yeah, I have that. Yeah, yeah. But I sell like golf equipment.
Yeah, like so like you would try and sell somebody, you know, a more expensive, I don't know, glove or whatever. You know what I mean? Like you have to just try and make the bill higher. And they said I didn't really do any of that, and so I got a low score. They grade you on a scale of 100, and 85 is passing. I got a 79, so I was right there. But it sucks. I can't lose my job. That would really suck. But we'll see how that happens. When it happens, I'll update you guys. And so yeah, I've just been having a lot of time.
If you do lose your job, you can start a new segment on the blog.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
What I'm doing now that I've lost my job.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Or like
or
had a game on the
want chicken. To donate, yeah. Matt will have to get a job.
Yeah, exactly. I'll set up a PayPal account. Yeah, I've just been trying to write for that website and just try and make as much money as I can with them. But yeah, that's it. That's all I've been playing. But we'll come back. We'll talk about E3 and stuff like that. Because I need a drink, like always. So we'll be right back. Hey guys, we're back from the break. We're going to be losing Joe in a couple minutes, so we decided to come back really quick. This segment's just going to be totally E3 talk, and just because it's in a really exciting time. If you're really interested in games, like we are, obviously, because we have a podcast and a blog, so we're pretty into it. But we'll start with Joe. What are you looking forward to? I'll just ask you the easy question. What's like the one game you're really looking forward to at seeing at E3, or what are you hoping to see?
You know, it's probably, for me, it's not really even a game at all. I'm kind of looking forward to, not looking forward to it because I'm not, like, a huge fan of it, but Project Natal.
Yeah.
I'm just very, very curious to see what in the hell Microsoft does at E3. I mean, they have, like, a whole press event centered around it. So I'm wondering, like, is it going to be leaps and bounds better than what they did last year? Is it going to be pretty much the same exact thing repackaged? We're gonna get a definite price point. We're gonna get a definite release date. I mean, I'm not even that big a fan of it, but I'm curious to see what like regular media reaction is of it to it.
Yeah, no, I agree.
It's gonna be like Milo and his new sister, Mila.
I want Milo in my room constantly. Like,
see?
I want him to like wake me up in the morning and be like, "I saw the porno you were watching last night." Like, I want that. I want him all over the place.
See, like, I was blown away by that thing last year, but, like, I'm not completely sold that it's going to be exactly what they showed last year, you know?
It seemed very, very contrived. Like, I mean, the idea of it looked really, really cool, but it just seemed very rehearsed. And,
yeah.
I mean, it just could have been, like, scripted video, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
For all we know. So, I'm curious to see if it's as legit as they claim it is.
You want to be able to draw an elephant?
I can give a shit less about drawing elephants.
See, that's what I feel like. I think once Intel does come out, like even Move also on top of that, to bring it one step further, I think like Microsoft and Sony are now going to have that, you know, that argument from you know, consumers or whatever, that a lot of like shovelware and crappy games are going to be released on it just to do the Move thing and that. I think that's what's really, I guess maybe now the gap between like the Wii and the 360 with the PS3. That may like shrink a little bit, you know what I mean? Like,
well, I think we could probably all agree that Sony's technology in the Move and Microsoft's technology with Natal is probably, I mean, three times better than anything on the Wii as far as technology wise. But the Wii is going to continue to reign supreme just because of the commercial spell that's been like cast.
It's also, it's cheap. You don't need to buy an Xbox and then Natal. You can just buy a Wii and do the same thing.
Apparently, Natal is going to start to become
It's going
to
be in there. It's going to be bundled now. But see, the thing with that is with
how long is the console cycle for much longer?
A lot of people are saying you're not going to see a new console until 2015.
Oh, that's okay with me.
Okay with that.
I'm cool with that. Yeah. I'm totally cool with that. I don't want to have to start buying new games. And stuff.
When I bought my 360, what did I pay? $300 for it? Oh, I bought many 360s now, but...
Yeah, I'm on my second.
Let's pretend I bought only one 360, and I bought it back. It came out, 2005?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, to get 10 years out of your investment, that's pretty good. I mean,
I'm actually more excited for Move. I think Move is going to be better than Natal. I like having something in my hand, something tangible. Like, I don't want to... Yeah, like, I don't want to... Exactly, yeah.
Pew, pew, pew.
Exactly. I like buttons. I'm a big button fan.
Yeah, same here. And I think Move is going to offer people the Wii, but in HD. And HD is such a big deal now that
HD
I don't understand.
With true one-to-one motion.
Exactly. With good games. I mean, I think Sony isn't going to drop the ball. I mean, there will be crappy games for sure, like I just said. But, I mean, they're always
talking about... Sure, Tom will play them for his summer backlog one day.
Next summer.
Next summer I'll see PS3.
But like we've already seen, SOCOM is going to be available in Move. You're going to have Little Big Planet 2. There's just a lot of stuff. There's a boxing game that was in Game Informer. So there's a lot of stuff that like they're already showing that looks a lot better than the Wii, what the Wii has. And also on top of that, before I let one of you guys, before we move on or whatever to something else, but they released the Wii Motion Plus. I can't think of like a handful of games that actually use it, except for like Red Steel 2 and Tiger Woods. I don't know anything else. And Wii Sports Resort.
That's it.
The new Zelda has to use it.
Yeah, but like what I'm saying is, when did that come out? It came out months ago, and they're not even really doing anything with it. Like that's such a huge improvement to have like basically one-to-one movement, and you're not getting anything for it.
Wii Motion Plus is almost
a year
old.
They're working really hard on that vitality sensor, so you got to give them some credit there.
Exactly. You know, like I'm scared. I'm eager and you know excited to see what they come out with, because I always think that they have at least one like big thing. I don't really know what it was last year.
I want a new Paper Mario game.
There you go. Like something even.
Well,
like
last year they did.
I would love to see a Donkey Kong game come out, or like a new Kirby game, like something like nobody has the backlog of characters and series that Nintendo has. And they're really dropping the ball with all of this. I mean, right away, we had a new Zelda game with Twilight Princess, which was basically just a port from GameCube. And then we got hit with Super Mario Galaxy. And then we have Super Mario Galaxy 2, and we have
Metroid.
That was
actually a big surprise.
But, like, where are these second tier, for Nintendo, I would say the top is Metroid, Zelda, and Mario. But then you also have Donkey Kong, you have Kirby. Bring those series back and use the Wii Motion Plus. That's
where's Luigi's Mansion 2 on the Wii?
That should really be there.
Exactly.
Then you have a flashlight in a Wiimote. It's perfect. It should work.
It really is. I don't understand.
Even like a true new Pikmin game, not just a port with motion controls. Like, bring that stuff back.
Mario Tennis, Mario Golf.
Exactly. But not just ports, just new games. I think they're sitting on a gold mine. It's like they don't even know it because
they're
trying to
bring out a new Mario Kart.
Yeah.
What, 2 years?
Yeah.
I've got to peace out, folks. I got to go get my teeth cleaned.
All right, man. Thanks for joining us.
I look forward to coming back and listening to what all you guys are looking forward to for E3.
Thank you, dude. Okay. See you soon.
See you later.
Okay, so,
now let's talk about Joe.
Good, he's gone. Excellent.
Yeah.
I just think that they're sitting on a gold mine and they don't even know it, and they're just trying to do stupid stuff like the vitality sensor and like
they're trying to hit the Japanese market. I really feel like the vitality sensor is like a Japanese type thing.
Yeah. No, I don't think it's necessary. Like an 8-year-old, you know, second grader is not going to be playing with the vitality sensor on him. Like,
I just hate how like successful the Wii Fit was, because I feel like that's just their excuse to now make even more outlandish bullshit.
Yeah, I mean, I think if that would have failed, I think they would have, regrouped. But that did so well that like
they're just gonna keep going casual instead of going.
Like, I'm scared. I'm scared we're gonna see a new like Wii Music.
Oh, there definitely will be,
because it's been what, 2 years now.
Didn't they announce Wii Music 2 already?
Did they? I mean, they may have. But, like, there's just, I don't know, I hope they don't drop the ball, because, you know, if I see a lot of good games coming up or whatever, like, I'm definitely going to buy a Wii, for sure. I mean, I'm probably going to buy one anyway, because I have to play Mario Galaxy, and I'm really looking forward to Metroid, the other M.
Yeah.
Like, that looks good also, but, like, I just want to know if there's something more past those games.
And I hate how they're making shit easy. Like, Miyamoto was like, oh, the new Zelda, easier to play. Is that easy as in the game's easy, or they make the controls not suck so it's easy?
Yeah.
But if they make it easy as in, like, the puzzles were never hard. I don't think I died once to Twilight Princess.
Like,
really? Make it easier?
I know that, like, mm-hmm. I mean, when he says easy, you have to imagine that it's going to be more of, like, the thing that they put in with New Super Mario Brothers, where, like, if you keep dying, it'll show you what to do and stuff like that. So I'm guessing, I mean, their track record recently, at least, shows that that's what it's going to be.
And, I haven't died in a Zelda game since like Ocarina of Time.
Are you guys hoping more to it to be of like a? I mean, again, like I'm not very well versed in Zelda, whatever. But are you hoping it's more of like a more mature type Zelda, or do you like the cartoony?
I loved Wind Waker. So,
same here.
And I also liked Ocarina of Time. So one's like adult and one's not.
Yeah.
I just want it to be a fleshed out story that gives me a lot of like. The Twilight Princess, like, the length of time was perfect. It was, like, what, 40 hours to beat if you played it while spending a little time? I just want that, and I just want it to not be easy. I want the puzzles to be challenging and rewarding. I'll take a harder boss if I die a few times. I don't care.
I just want them to shake it up a little bit. Like, I don't want to be going to dungeons and getting the boomerang and then going to the next dungeon and getting bombs.
Yeah, I agree.
No, I just want, like, something that's not, like, basically a remake of Ocarina of Time again.
There's, like, a formula to make a Zelda game. It's boss,
yeah,
boss.
Yeah,
boss,
I want them to throw that away.
Yeah. Make
and
it
start, like,
new.
And do something new.
I don't have to play in Hyrule the entire time. Flesh out something else. I don't want to have to. Like, because Hyrule Field in Twilight Princess was gigantic. I knew that was their thing. Hyrule Field's gigantic. It takes, like, 20 minutes to cross the whole thing. I don't need that. Just make it. If you want to keep the boss dungeon thing, don't make it so every time I go through, it's I get a weapon. Make it something different.
Yeah.
You guys hoping to get anything else from? I guess we'll just do this, you know, console by console. So we start with Nintendo. You guys hoping that you see anything else, you know, coming from them? Any other, like, you know, sequels and stuff like that?
I don't know if it's too soon. I wonder if they'd announce that they're even working on a new Smash Brothers.
Yeah, I see, like, with... It's weird, because I think... My problem with the Wii, at least, when I owned one, and which kind of, like, making me a little hesitant, like, Nintendo has always just released one series, you know, like, one iteration per series, for the most part, per console. And I feel like right when the Wii launched, they just hit us with everything. We got, you know, we got a Zelda, we got... You know, we got
not Mario,
we got Mario Kart, we got Smash Brothers. So now it's like, are they going to, like, break the mold? I mean, they did it with
Galaxy.
With Galaxy. It was the first time since the NES that we had two real Mario games. I mean, we've had, like, you know, little spin-offs and stuff like
that. And now they'll have two Zelda games.
Yeah,
Excuse me.
So I'm guessing, and now, well, I don't know if you would consider Metroid, the other M, and Metroid Prime. It's not in the same series, so I'm not really sure how to classify
that. They're pretty different.
Yeah, so I don't know how they're going to do that. Are they going to start making two Brawls, two Mario Karts, you know?
If the life cycle is to be 2015, they have to.
Yeah,
I can't play random crap for 5 more years.
But then what that means is that then they'll have to go to 3. Then they're going to have 3 Zeldas.
I got no problem with that.
Yeah, but I'm saying, but like, I wonder if they will actually do that.
But, like, what else could the systems even go to in the next console? The graphics are already fantastic. What, are they going to bump it up a little bit?
Well, you still have 3D come in. You still.
I don't want that shit.
Yeah, but that's. It looks like it's going that way. I know. Just
give Killzone, me a controller.
Yeah, Killzone 3 is coming out in 3D and stuff like that.
But you got to wear retarded glasses. Yeah. Who wants to wear glasses?
And the install base still for HD, for 3D TVs isn't, you know.
It's very slim.
Yeah, but I'm guessing within maybe the next 5 years, it will be. It'll be bigger. I don't know.
But, I can't see people justifying $1,000 just to buy a 3D TV.
Yeah.
People just got HD TVs.
A lot of people don't even have HD TV yet. And I think that's Nintendo's thinking, that people don't really care as much about HD TV, but I think they're totally wrong. I know me personally, I hate playing anything that's not in HD. I hate watching anything that's not in HD. Even now it's becoming like I don't like watching movies that aren't in Blu-ray. So, like, I think they, what stinks is that, well, for them at least, not for me, you know, I don't have any, you know, stock in Nintendo, so I don't really care what they do, but I think once Move launches with Sony, that's basically a Wii HD, and people are going to say, you know, and if it goes down, if it's bundled with Move for $300, and people who still don't have a Wii, I'm not going to go and buy a Wii for $200, like, when I can just get, you know, a system that has great games, has now the motion controls, it has full HD, it has a Blu-ray player built in. I think if people are on the fence about getting a system, they're not going to go to the Wii anymore. They're going to go to, you know, to
the PlayStation 3. I feel like that is more of a turning point for casual. But, like, for you, because it's like, you know the games on the Wii, you're going to want to play Nintendo games.
Yeah.
Because, like, that's true. What, going back to, like, where's the last Star Fox game been? They've had, happened
the
to
crappy,
Fox?
Yeah. The crappy little, like, side things, but there hasn't been a good one.
Like,
yeah, since what? Nintendo 64?
They made a GameCube one. I'm not sure if that was any good though.
Oh, yeah. No, that was like the adventure game. I had that. It was
they had a real one too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's called like Star Fox Assault. I'm not sure if it was any good, but they did make it. But yeah, like, why can't they make another one of those?
Yeah.
Remember when Nintendo used to have Castlevania? Like, being able to crack a whip with the Wiimote would be perfect.
Yeah, right? Like, they just, yeah. Like, all these ideas that they, you know, all these franchises that are at their disposal. Even, like, remember when Smash Brothers launched and Kid Icarus was in there or whatever? You know, like, they never did anything with that. Like, there's just so much stuff that they can do that they're really not, because they're focusing on trying to be, like, original and unique, or, you know, like, and trying to, like, you know, break, you know, be groundbreaking with all these little devices, but, like,
they get cutesy with it, and it's, like,
exactly.
Not...
Like, the kids, like, the 10-year-olds and 9-year-olds who were into the Wii when it launched 4 years ago are now getting to the age where they want to play Halo, they want to play Call of Duty now, and they're losing those people. And I think it's time for them to change it up. I mean, reintroduce, you know, like, a Donkey Kong game. Like, I would totally be down to play some, like, you know, Donkey Kong Country, like, that style. Like, just...
Yeah. It would be like a Galaxy type thing, a Mario, exactly, yeah. Like a Donkey Kong Country. Same thing. But like that's why,
64.
The more I think about it, the less I'm... Because, like, I'm looking at my 360 controller. I don't think you could ever play a shooter really effectively on a Wii with the nunchuck and Wiimote. I don't know. I just like the two thumbsticks. I like my triggers.
Yeah,
I don't know.
It's part of it, I mean, I think there hasn't been...
I don't like pointing at the screen for an hour while I play.
Yeah, well... I don't know, like, it's weird, because I think if it's done correctly, I think then you can, but, like, it, like, a lot of the shooting games that I've played on the Wii were just, like, rail shooters, where you just point and click.
Yeah, thing is, you can't relax while you're playing Wii, like, one of those kind of Wii games, really. Like, I could come back and kick back on my chair and, like, kind of, like, lean back and, you know, just relax for a little bit. Playing Wii, I gotta be, like, basically, sometimes standing up, but at least sitting up straight, pointing at the screen, and basically constantly paying attention to what I'm doing.
Your arm gets tired.
Yeah, you do. Like, it's like, I don't want to play this anymore. But I think if the right games, like, come out, you will be more apt to play those. You know, like you can only play Link's Crossbow Training for so long, shooting at the screen, before you're like, you know, I'm done with this. Like, you know, but if it's like, an engaging game, I think people will be more into giving that a try.
I think I have more precision with two thumbsticks.
Yeah,
than I
well,
will
I think it's just
screen.
Because it's very native to you now. You know, like, I think if Halo came out and you were playing standing up and stuff like that, or Call of Duty, I think eventually, you know, you probably wouldn't have as much fun, or be as, you know, just kicking back and relaxing. But I think, like, you know, for a little burst of time, I think it would be cool to be fully immersed like that.
Yeah,
but I'm sure that you'll have the option of not playing with Move for all of these games. So I think
that's cool. I really hope, like with the Natal Move thing, that it's not required.
Yeah, and I don't think it's going to be. I think it's going to have the option. I know every PlayStation game has the option right out of the box to use Move. If I'm not mistaken, I read that online that every game is going to, like, you know, past or present, it's all going to be Move. You know, you're going to be able to use Move with it.
Like, because Move looks like the Magic Hitachi wand. It's like a weird looking...
Well, I think all it basically is, they just basically took apart a PlayStation controller and like, just kind of fit it in. Yeah, exactly. I'm sure the new Move games, you're going to be using like the camera with it and stuff like that. But I think the old games, it's just basically, you know, they ripped apart a PlayStation controller and put it into two hands. You know, like, so that's how you're going to be able to use it. But because it's all you know, Bluetooth anyway, so it's not like the wire and stuff.
Yeah.
But I don't know. But let's get into, you know, the other two big guys. We'll move to Sony, I guess, for now. Were you guys on the Xbox? Or?
We can leave. I think I have a lot to talk about for Xbox. We can leave that for last.
You got it.
Same. All
right. Well, the game that I'm most looking forward to, and we talked about it in the list, was I want to see more Last Guardian. I don't know if you guys saw that last year.
I've actually never heard of it.
Oh, really? That game just blew me away last year.
What's it about?
I honestly don't know. And it's about this kid. It's from the guys who made Ico and Shadow of the Colossus. It's Team Ico. And basically, at least from the trailer, you play as this kid or whatever, and he has like this friend. It's animal, like a pet. I don't know. I mean, I'm guessing it's like a pet.
Giant baby, like monster griffin dog thing.
It looks like a mix between like a cat, a dog, and like a bird. And it's just like. Like, I know from playing the earlier, you know, eco-type games, like, I just know that thing is going to die, like, at some point in the game, or the kid's going to die, because, like, all their games are more, it's more, like, art than like, playing, a video game, you know what I mean? If that makes sense. I don't know if you guys played Eco, but, the relationship that you,
I played both those.
Yeah, like, you just, like, form, like, a relationship with the other characters in the game, you know? Like, there's never a lot of characters... But, like, you just feel, like, there's, like, a bond between them. And I just feel like, you know, something's going to happen in that game that's going to be sad. But, like, I can't tell if it's, like, an action game or what. Like, I know that Ico, you know, just to keep going back to that, I know that was, like, action, but it wasn't, like, real action. You just, like, fought, like, black smoke the entire game. And it was just, like, a lot of platforming and stuff like that. But...
Mm-hmm.
I'm really intrigued to see if they have more to that game, if there's a release date or what's happening with that. But that was definitely the game that I took, you know, from last year's show, and I was just like, I want to see more of that game. But you know,
you said something. Whatever,
I was just gonna say, I'm sure it's gonna be very Infamous heavy. I think it's gonna be a lot more Killzone 3, and I'm sure Resistance 3 will be announced there.
Yeah. I'm sure they'll have something on Dead Rising too.
Yeah.
Same thing with Microsoft; they'll both have something.
Yeah, they'll show God of War, the new PSP game.
I wonder if there'll be another Metal Gear Solid.
Well, I think maybe
Metal Gear Solid Rising. Well,
yeah, that's the that's multi-plat now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I know the original title I heard for like Peace Walker was Metal Gear Solid 5, but like they changed it. And just called it Peace Walker.
Okay.
Because it is it is part of the, like, you know, the main story. Because I know there's different spin-offs and stuff like that. But I think that's what we'll be seeing a lot of. I think another Motorstorm is probably coming.
Oh, yeah, for another Motorstorm.
Oh, yeah. I read about that somewhere.
Yeah, I read about that somewhere.
Little Big Planet.
Yeah, it's going to be very Little Big Planet heavy.
I'm sure they'll have a lot of Move.
Yeah, Move is definitely going to dominate it for sure.
Yeah, it'll be like an hour of Move. And
yeah.
Another hour of all these games.
Hopefully, I don't still talk about PlayStation 2. I don't know if you guys remember that last year when they started it
off. Oh, yeah.
I was like,
they're still making PlayStation 2 games.
Yeah, Siphon Filter just came out for it.
Yeah.
Well, that was a PSP port, but still, I mean.
And they'll talk about amazing. Their shitty PSP Go that no one bought.
Yep.
I wonder if they'll announce new hardware for the PSP again.
I was just going to ask, do you think they'll announce PSP 2?
Yeah, maybe.
They should. I mean, two thumbsticks. Yeah. Two thumbsticks. Mm-hmm.
And you know what? It's not even like that. I don't think that's killing it. They just don't support the system. Like I read online like last night. I don't think it was on 1UP. Like there's still sometimes like with the Go like that you have to download games, but they're not even available to download until weeks after they're released in hard copy. And it's just like if you fork down $250 to play to get a Go, and you can't play games that are released the same day that, like, the retailers release it, like, that's bullshit. Like,
yeah.
you paid, like, $70, $80 more to have this digital only, and you can't play the new games, like... I mean, it doesn't go for all games, but there are some games that you can't, that aren't available until, you know, sometimes weeks after they drop in stores. So that's kind of bullshitty. I think, I like the idea of what they try to do with just having download only. I mean, I don't support just digital distribution only, but, I mean, you have to give them the option. Like, if you want to buy a UMD, like, you should be able to play it. Like, that's insane. Yeah. But I'm scared they're going to start talking about charging for PSN.
I'm not too worried about that because I know I'll just not pay for it because I really don't use online.
Well, the rumor online was if you sign up for it. I mean, there's going to be like a payment option, but I heard that if you do that, you get like two free PS1 games a month or like two free PSN games.
Yeah.
Like then I think I'd be for it. Just because, you know.
At least you're getting something for the something you're paying.
Exactly, exactly.
But I don't, unless they can, weren't they going to announce cross-game party? Cross-game chat, finally. Because I know you can't talk to someone who's not playing the same game as you in the same chat.
Yeah, I think so. That was one of the rumors that was going on, yeah.
Yeah, so I was hoping that works. I don't know. I'm not really... I loved my PlayStation 2. Like, I played that way more than my Xbox, but it kind of shifted to 360, then PS3.
Yeah. I don't know, like, part of me is the same way, but, like, I still really like my PlayStation 3. Like,
I love the Blu-ray player on it.
You saw that on average, PS3 exclusives score higher than than 360 exclusives.
Has to do with so many shitty 360 exclusives.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you think about it, a lot of PSN exclusives are pretty good. Like Infamous was good. I'm just looking at what I have. Like,
there's not that many of them. I don't think.
But like, I think it's more quality over quantity.
Yeah, like Ratchet.
Yeah, like the Ratchet. You have Uncharted, the Resistance series, Heavy Rain, God of War, Infamous.
They're all great.
Yeah, games. They're all really good games. But
I wonder what's
said, there's not enough of them. I guess
if at E3, what's his name is going to announce? What the fuck?
Kevin Butler.
No, well,
I hope he's there. I'm sure he'll be.
I hope he's there.
I'm sure he will be. He's like
Insomniac's new game.
I don't know. Considering they're
multi-plat now.
Yeah, it won't be. It won't be in PlayStation's keynote. That's for sure.
I wonder.
What are the odds that Bungie announces their new game and it's at the PS3 press conference?
I think it'll be a lot.
It's multi-platform.
I think they'll be talking about Reach still.
Yeah, but I actually like that rumor that they do announce that they do announce something just for the PS3, you know, like in their press conference, and then I'm sure they'll obviously be at Xboxes also. I think there's a good chance that happens.
ODST was at E3 last year, and that came out in September or November.
Yeah, no, Reach will definitely be there. I'm just saying, like, Bungie's other thing that's now multi-plat, because last year, Microsoft had the guys who made Final Fantasy, and they also had Kojima who did doing the. Metal Gear Solid, the Metal Gear series, whatever, you know, that went multi-plat. So I can see the Bungie guys being at the PlayStation 1 this year.
I'm all fan for Bungie. More Bungie games, the better.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of what else I think may be at the PlayStation 1. Can't really think of anything else at the moment, but I think it is going to be they're going to show off Killzone 3, I think, and it's going to be in 3D. I think they're going to really push that. Like I said, Infamous 2. You're going to see the God of War PSP game.
I'm sure they'll talk about their numbers for an hour.
Yeah, I'm sure, because I think they've had to have a decent year, I think, with the Slim and then all the games that they released and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a partnership with somebody.
Lack of downloading your games to hard drive would be sweet and updating everything.
Yeah.
I'm surprised that they didn't catch more flack for that.
I'm sure still. If it's still an exclusive, I'm sure they'll talk about Final Fantasy 14. I think they'll talk about that. Or were they talking about that last year at the Microsoft one? Or
that was, I think that's still Sony exclusive.
That's still, yeah, right. I think the Final Fantasy 13 Versus is on 362 also now.
Well, never really got into Final Fantasy.
Yeah.
Me either.
I like 10 and I like 7.
7 was the PS2 one, right?
No, 7 was PS1. The PS1, yeah. Yes. 10 was the first one with voice acting.
I had the PS1 one. I still have that somewhere.
12 was decent. I liked the combat in it, but I never really got that far.
Mm-hmm.
But, so I guess that's it for Sony. We'll move to Microsoft. So I guess, like we said, Natal is going to definitely dominate.
Yeah.
For sure.
There's like a core of 5 games I really think is going to dominate it, besides Natal.
Wait, what is it?
Fable 3. Peter Molyneux would talk about something crazy. Yeah, definitely. He always does. Halo Reach. Gears of War. And then there's like a potential. If Microsoft can seal another DLC thing, I wonder if they'll announce Grand Theft Auto 5.
Yeah, I think it's still too close to that.
It's like a stretch.
They're still rolling out DLC for it. You know what I mean?
I thought they finished. Gate 20 was the last one.
Oh, was it? Yeah.
I think it was the last one. I thought there was 2.
Yeah.
So I don't know if they secured something. I'm sure they'll probably mention it.
Yeah.
Because that seems like something.
And you say Gears 3, right?
Yeah, Gears 3
for sure. I wonder where Batman Arkham Asylum is. If what that's going to be on, or because. Who? Yeah, like, who is going to show that, I wonder.
Yeah, because they don't have their own publisher.
Yeah.
Because, like, Ubisoft...
It's Eidos or Eidos or whatever, but I don't know if they have, like, a huge conference, because it's not a really big studio, but that game took everybody by storm last year.
It depends.
I wonder, like, that I can see somebody, like, if Microsoft has, like, some exclusive something with Batman, that'll be there. Because that game is huge now.
I didn't really play the first one that much, but I'm actually excited for the second one.
You should definitely check out Batman Arkham Asylum. It was fucking awesome.
I watched people play through it, so I already know how it ends.
You have like $900 in store credit.
I probably get higher every time.
Yeah, you should definitely check it out. It gets a little repetitive, but like just the atmosphere and like there's just so much good stuff there.
What do you think about since Valve's new? Because they said that there's going to be a surprise at this
E3. If Episode 3 is announced, you will not see me for, like, weeks, because I will just be, like, crying on my floor, so happy.
Oh, I wonder if Crackdown will be... Crackdown 2.
Oh, yeah, Crackdown will
definitely be there. Actually, I don't know, because it's coming out really soon.
Yeah, so I don't know if they'll waste any time. Yeah, they may not... I mean, they may show a little of it, but not anything crazy.
Has anyone actually seen any gameplay from it yet?
No. I haven't really been looking.
I've seen trailers.
Yeah. And that's what I'm saying. But I haven't really been looking out for it.
What about Assassin's Creed?
Yeah, so I was just thinking the Brotherhood.
But no, Ubisoft has their own.
Yeah, they have their own. That's going to be on there for sure. I know what's being televised is just it's the big three and then EA and Ubisoft.
Yeah.
I wonder, back to the PS3 really quick. I wonder if we'll see anything with David Jaffe and a Twisted Metal game.
Oh, yeah.
That's probably pretty likely, actually, because they tease that with God of War 3, right?
Yeah. Yep. That'd be sick. I would love that.
I wonder if there'll be a new God of War game.
Well, I think it's just going to focus on the PSP one.
The Chains of Olympus follow-up?
No, it's The Ghost of Sparta, I think.
The follow-up to...
Yeah. So I think that'll be that. I don't think we're going to see any Uncharted, but we'll go back to...
I would be so happy if they announced another Uncharted.
Yeah, that'd be sick.
That's probably going to be like a next year thing, though.
Next year for sure, yeah.
I got laid into Uncharted, and I'm kind of happy I did, because I was able to put the first one and the second one back-to-back.
That's such an awesome series.
I couldn't see myself waiting so long to play the second game after playing the first.
Yeah.
So glad.
Yeah, for sure.
That was a great game.
But let's go back to Xbox. I'm just looking at the game. Rock Band 3. I wonder where that will fall, what presentation that'll be on. Cause
I can't wait to see a bunch of weird people come out to play that with, like, Microsoft executives.
Yeah, because, I mean, last year, the Beatles came out for Rock Band.
Yep.
The Beatles Rock Band, whatever. So I wonder what system that, or what keynote that'll be in. But,
I wonder if the Infinity Ward break off, they'll announce a game.
Are they with EA now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm sure they'll be part of that.
I feel like it would still be too soon for that, because they've only been together for like a month or two now.
That's true. Maybe just some plans or...
They probably have something they're working on, and they'll probably just say, we have a game that does this.
Yeah.
But they have no... specifics.
I'm sure we'll see some Medal of Honor somewhere. That's for EA.
That's definitely EA.
I wonder if we'll see the next Call of Duty, the Treyarch's.
Oh, yeah. They're, like, exclusively now just the Call of Duty studio, right? I heard. That was a big one up. Like, they're not making anything else but Call of Duty games now. I mean, I don't know how much other stuff they actually did make, but, like, I think that was a story on 1UP a few weeks ago. Like, they're, like, not focusing on anything else but Call of Duty games.
I wonder if they're going to take what's left of Infinity Ward and combine it with Treyarch.
Yeah.
Because Treyarch...
I wonder how much is actually left of Infinity Ward.
Just Robert Bowling. Just him. He sits in an office by himself.
Yelling orders that no one can hear.
And, like, randomly updating his Twitter with mindless bullshit. I'm trying to think what else could be at the...
I really hope the new Irrational game gets announced.
Yeah.
I mean, people who made Bioshock, they've been working on a game for 3 years now, and they haven't said one peep about what it is. So I'm really excited to see if that gets announced.
We'll probably see Fear 3.
They already said that. That's confirmed, I think.
I don't know I don't know who that'll be on, but... still too early for another Mass Effect game.
Maybe Dragon Age though.
Yeah, that would.
That came out last year, but they teased something in the box for Dragon Age Awakening, the expansion that was like a date early in 2011.
Yeah,
with just like a dragon above it. So I'm guessing they're probably gonna have like a new game or something.
PS3 Dead Rising will definitely be there.
Yeah,
I wonder if Valve is announcing maybe because they had the big surprise. If it's not Episode 3, I wonder if it'll be Left 4 Dead 3.
I think there'd be riots in the street.
Yeah, I think so too. I think they learned their lesson not to do that. Unless it's free, then...
I forget where I saw this. Someone basically said that. I might have been another podcast or something. Like, someone emailed Gabe Newell and like said, whatever you do, do not announce Left 4 Dead 3. And he said, well, if we announce Left 4 Dead 2 Episode 1... it's like a joke. I think that would make people's heads explode.
Yeah.
Probably a Kane and Lynch game will probably be there. Which I know, Matt, you liked Kane and Lynch, the first one.
See, it's weird. That game is kind of like how Alpha Protocol was like accepted by people. Like, you know, like, and like Tom, like how you said, like, there's something good there. That's what, like, you know, Jeff Gertzman was saying. That's what I was just thinking. I couldn't think of his name. Like, he even said that on the Bombcast, I think. Like, there was a good game in Kane and Lynch, but how they executed it was just, like...
It's buried under so much bullshit.
Exactly. Like the hit detection in that game was just, like, nasty. Like, you can have your crosshairs on someone's head, and you would miss their shot. They missed a shot like crazy. So, I don't know. I'm guessing that'll be shown somewhere, but again, I'm not really sure where, because it's not an exclusive, and it's not from a big... who's it by? Let me check.
It's IDOS again, I think.
Yeah, so... Yep. I don't know. I guess it's possible. But
what about DS?
DS stuff?
Kingdom Hearts was just announced for DS.
Yeah, maybe we'll see some Pokemon. Black and white.
What about a new Super Mario Brothers on the DS?
Yeah, maybe.
Might be one of the most homosexual things I've ever said, but if a new Elite Beat Agents was announced, it would make me the happiest boy on earth. None of those songs I would ever listen to on my own, but just something about that game. I love it. It's my favorite DS game. I love it so much.
Yeah.
It's been a while since they had a Mario Kart on DS, like a real long time.
Yeah.
The thing about those games is they all still sell so well.
Yeah
they really
they
do.
Don't
like,
really
they don't have a need to make another one yet.
Just yet, yeah. I can see Scribblenauts 2 or Super Scribblenauts, whatever it's called, being there.
Probably another Castlevania game somehow on there. It's too early for another Zelda game on there.
Yeah.
DS is a bunch of shovelware shit, too. I'm trying to think of what's actually good on the DS. I wonder if Phoenix Wright, we'll do Phoenix Wright game.
I think one just came out.
Did it really?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Miles Edgeworth one.
I would like to see another Legendary Starfy game. I don't know if that would actually be in there. I don't know if you guys play that. It's basically just like a Kirby game. I don't know if that would really make it into like their show, but I think that'd be cool to see.
Do you think they'll show up any 3DS stuff?
Oh yeah, obviously. Oh, for sure. I think I totally. I don't know how that slipped my mind, but for
that'll
sure
that'll be released.
like that's definitely gonna dominate that, and the what's it called, that thing that you put on your finger,
vitality sensor.
That's definitely gonna dominate.
I hope they come out and said we decided to destroy the people that thought of that and we're never doing that again.
We were just kidding, everyone. Just kidding.
There's just a hole in Miyamoto's office with like a bunch of people in there, and they were like, "We're sorry, we came up with a vitality sensor." And he's like, shut up.
Too late.
Yeah, it's done.
But yeah, I mean, that's all I can really think of for that. I think it's that really going to be into in the 3DS for sure. But
you think Sonic will be shown?
Yeah, but I'm not really sure. I don't know if Sega has their own little thing there to show,
but it's coming out on what, Xbox Live Arcade?
It's coming out on PSN, WiiWare, and I think there's even an iPhone.
Speaking of Xbox Live Arcade and PSN, I really hope that game Shank is there. Have any of you guys seen that?
No, I haven't.
Alright, just look it up. It's like a really cool 2D kind of like brawler action game. It's got a really amazing art style. It looks kind of like a old school kind of like 80s cartoon. It looks really cool.
Really? I'll check it out.
Yeah. So I was just looking through stuff. Apparently, a Doom 4 is rumored to be there.
That'd be awesome.
Prey 2.
Oh, really? I was just totally going to be like a joke. I feel like it's freaking terrible.
A new Red Faction game, which I think is coming out.
That was actually, I saw the trailer for that the other day.
Yeah. Yeah. And then Bioshock 3.
Yeah.
Really? Yeah, I think so.
It's rumored. I don't know if it's true.
Yeah, I don't know.
I just hope you play as someone, if you have a Bioshock 3. I don't think there should have been a Bioshock 2. I wasn't really a fan of that one.
Yeah, well, they just cashed in on that.
Yeah.
I can't really blame them for doing that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But
do you think there'll be any more updates to the Virtual Console for the Wii? Like, do you think they'll put GameCube games on there?
I doubt it. The Wii doesn't have that much room.
Yeah.
On its, I mean, its memory.
Those games are small, but they're not that small. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, the difference between, like, a cart game and, like, a CD game is, like, drastic. Like you can just download, like, a Super Nintendo game in 2 seconds. I mean, obviously, that's a huge jump, but, like, you know what I mean? Like, you can even download, like, N64 games and not a big amount of time and space.
Yeah. Just, like, a minute or two.
I would like to see them add to the DSi, even though I don't own one, I would like to see them add, like, Game Boy games. I think that'd be cool. I know a lot of people have been asking for that. I think that would be cool. I would say Virtual Boy, but...
God, no.
There's, like, one good game on the Virtual Boy. Yeah. It's Wario Land.
Do you think when they announce that there'll be a Slim 360 coming out? Because 360 is starting to look pretty old. Do you think they might like remake that?
I heard that a while ago that they were rumored, and then I didn't really hear anything.
I can see them doing that and then bundling in a the Natal with it. You know, as a big selling. It's like sell a Slim with that for $300 or $350. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they're really gonna wanna like add to the price that much on top of it, but I can definitely see that happening.
Yeah, because I would buy it. I still have, like, my 360 doesn't even have HDMI. I'd be down either. To buy another one.
I think I would, too. If it came
a new 360, I'd be pissed.
Yeah, if it came with, like, a big hard... Like, I still have just 20 gigs. Like, mine's like, so ancient now. And I would love to have HDMI with it. So I think I would do the same.
Elite. It's so quiet. I have endless hard drive space, and I recommend buying one.
Yeah. I mean, if a Slim model comes out, I most likely would buy it also.
I wonder if they'll, like, because, like, you know how last year Facebook and Twitter were huge portions? I'm sure Hulu will be some part there, yeah. If they can get it there.
Yeah, I can see, like, Sony getting that. Like, they should. I mean, I saw the same thing with Xbox having it, but, like, they should have, like, you know, tried everything they could to get Hulu as an exclusive.
Because Hulu's planning to charge for content. So I think it's just going to be like a Netflix type thing where you have a Hulu account. You can use it on 360, PS3, iPad, so on. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know, but I can't really think of anything else that...
I think we've covered everything possible.
Yeah. Well, I think there's always going to be surprises. What's up?
Bulletstorm,
yeah. I think that'll be a huge thing on the 360 for sure. That's by Epic, right?
Yeah,
so that's...
I think it's like an RPG shooter.
Yeah, I think that's like the passing of the torch with Gears. because I think this may be the final Gears.
It is definitely the trilogy.
So I think it's more of like this, like a passing the torch to Bulletstorm, so we can get like three Bulletstorms, and then, you know,
like Bulletstorm looks like it's just trying to pull off the craziest shit you can pull off, and they let you do it. I don't know if there's like any story behind it.
I don't know either.
Whatever.
But I don't know. We'll check it out. I think there is some story behind it, because I read an article in Game Informer, but I don't know how deep it is. But like my feeling with any like shooter, I'm not playing a shooter for the story, so it's like, you know, well, that's like, just my feeling. Like you know, like you're not gonna get a story that's like Final Fantasy or Zelda in that. So as long as there's something that can get me from point A to point B, like, you know, like I'm, it keeps me interested. Like, you know, I'm cool with it.
But I enjoyed the like Halo's had like a story to it. I enjoy progressing the story. But it's like, if the story sucked, I wouldn't play a shooter, I don't think.
Yeah.
Like, Gears of War, the story, like, intrigued me enough to keep playing.
Yeah.
But
I know, like, some of them, like, I've been playing through Doom. Like, that has zero story at all. But, like, you know, like, it's just fun to just shoot stuff sometimes. But I think back then it's different. I totally understand what you're saying now. For sure. But
yeah.
As long as the story is mildly interesting, I can get through it. But I don't know what the story is for Bulletstorm. But I don't know. We'll see. Luckily, we only have to wait like 5 days until.
I'm very excited.
Yeah, I am too. We're definitely going to be live blogging and stuff like that. So make sure you check out the site.
We might be doing a live Skype cast.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, if Tom doesn't have work, or even if it's just me and you, or something, we'll figure it out.
That'd be cool. We could even record it and leave it for afterwards.
Yeah, definitely.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah, but that's all I really have to say. I don't know, you guys want to throw anything else in before we close it out, and I go sell Alan Wake to GameStop.
And I go sell Red Dead.
Yeah.
I kind of want to, I think I'm itching to play Galaxy. I haven't finished the first one, so I might do that.
Yeah, you should. I hate you for having a Wii and not buying Super Mario Galaxy 2.
I hate myself for having a Wii and not turning it on in 6 months.
Alright, well, that's it. That's all I have to say. Again, check out everything starting Monday. We'll definitely have a lot of stuff up for E3. And yeah, no, like I just asked, if you guys have anything else to say before we close out?
Nope.
Alright, well, hope you guys enjoyed the episode. As always, check out the blog. Send us questions to, please.
Still got no questions.
I don't think we have anything yet. Checking really quick.
Yeah, checking. Probably not.
No, I don't think so either.
No one likes to email us. Someone could just say hi.
Yeah. I need to start soliciting them on the Facebook group.
Yeah, I think so too.
Just like one thing. Just say hi, and I'll give you a shout out.
Anyway, the email is warpzonegaming@gmail.com. If you want us to cover anything on our next show, please send us anything. I don't even know what it looks like to have email in the Gmail account, because we haven't got anything yet.
I still have the Gmail team import your old contacts.
Yeah.
That's the only email.
But yeah, so before we keep rambling, that's the show, and we'll see you guys next week for E3. Hopefully we can do like a nightly little recap show, but no promises just yet. But
I'd like to do that, but that would be cool.
Yeah, definitely. Same here. But I'm going to have to start taking down the old episodes and just have them on the website, because we're running out of space.
We got to try and find some way. If anyone has any idea on a better hosting... We're using Podomatic right now.
Yeah, if anybody has anything out there or wants to pay to host our stuff, please let me know.
Donations, kindly accepted. I'll give you a banner. I can make a banner for you.
There you go. All right, guys. Thanks for coming out and talking video games. And we'll catch you next week. Have a good week, guys.
Later.